This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The all-in cost of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge is far from the most important part of this story. Very far. Lives and livelihoods have been lost. But the economic disruption is real. Rebuilding the bridge, for one. But before that can happen, two other substantial things do have to get done. The ship, the 984-foot, 95,000-ton Dali, has to be moved. And the wreckage of a mile-and-a-half-long bridge has to be retrieved from the water and taken out of the way. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour talks salvage.
The risk to human life did not end after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed.
We all have to understand, as we're looking at the scene, how incredibly dangerous it is right now.
Natalie Simpson is a professor of operations management and strategy at the University at Buffalo School of Management. The Dali appears to have run aground.
You know, it's supposed to be floating. And it's not. And it's loaded on the top with an unthinkable amount of tonnage. It's not structurally stable.
One way to move a grounded ship is to take off some of the weight carefully. The Coast Guard says a Navy crane is on its way and should arrive by 11 p.m. Eastern tonight. We are not talking run-of-the-mill cranes.
They will require special crane barges to come out that have lift capacities of at least, 500, 600 tons. These crane barges are about the size of a football field in some cases.
Robert Mester is president of Northwest Maritime Consultants. He's helped salvage World War II ships and other collapsed bridges. The hole in the Dali needs to be plugged, and the pieces of submerged bridge need to be cut using special oxygen-fueled underwater arc torches by divers. And that means a deceptively simple question needs answering. What was in all of those 4,700 containers on the ship, some of which have plunged into the water or were torn apart?
That ship was carrying hazardous materials. We know that. That makes the work even more difficult.
Because there will be humans in that water doing that work. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.